Hello, everyone. Welcome to E-commerce Deep Dive, our monthly installment of Amazon News and Trends. This month, focusing on updates from both November and December of 2021. I'm Nate Hogle, Director of Client Resource Strategy here at Orca Pacific. Flying solo this month, John Giorso will be back with me soon. To begin, I'll start with five general updates, and then we'll jump into two catalog and three ad updates afterwards. General updates. The Climate Pledge Friendly Program it continues to scale at Amazon. Amazon's Climate Pledge Friendly Program, which is an Amazon program designated to recognize products that have made improvements in sustainability, continues to grow across both the US and European markets, now with over 200,000 products and 10,000 brands certified through the program across verticals such as beauty, wellness, apparel, electronics, household, and grocery. A lot of consumable products there. Additionally, Amazon now partners with over 36 third-party certifiers, including government agencies, nonprofits, and independent laboratories. Customers can now more easily find these products via Amazon customized search during the holiday season, and as Amazon looks to continue to grow this program further into the next year, as the Climate Pledge remains a massive focus for the retailer. I have a couple more updates on Climate Pledge. That was just one note from November. But we'll have more, it takes more focus, I believe, as we go forward into 2022. Another updated note for 2022, Amazon customers are able to use Venmo starting in 2022. In a move certain to be celebrated by many, PayPal, who is Venmo's parent company, announced last month that beginning in 2022, Venmo will be an available method of purchase on within Amazon shopping cart. This is yet another move by the retailer to expand and diversify the purchase options available to customers beyond the traditional credit card only method that it's operated under for years. And it follows their announcement earlier this year of the buy now, pay later capabilities that have recently been added through a partnership with Affirm, which we brought up in a previous installment of this podcast. While the Affirm edition works on a credit basis, the Venmo move is more in line with traditional payment methods, acting as a de facto bank account for customers to access and use to purchase goods on the platform where they don't necessarily need to use a credit card. Details are scarce at the moment, but customers can look forward to this enhancement sometime over the next year. Amazon is making strides to circumvent the global supply chain crisis. So in a bid to circumvent the logjam's global supply chain, Amazon is making moves with its own fleet of ships, containers, and planes to get goods from respective manufacturing sites to Amazon fulfillment centers. Amazon has for many years been quietly chartering its own private cargo ships, leasing planes, and building their own containers to gain better control over the complicated and intricate internal supply chain. Now, with the global shipping and supply crisis affecting basically all retail operations worldwide, Amazon's early moves into the logistics space are allowing it to avoid lengthy port wait times at busy American ports such as Long Beach and Los Angeles. Additionally, by utilizing multiple modes of transportation, Amazon can go around shipping on-water shipping altogether and fly goods to specific FCs with their chartered flights, their chartered planes, and circumvent that entire process altogether, getting products to the exact FCs that they are needed. So it's just another capability into the long list of operational improvements they made within their network. Given that experts don't really anticipate global relief of the supply chain issues we've experienced in 2021 until sometime likely next year in 2023 or beyond, you can definitely bet that Amazon will lean more into these alternative fulfillment supply chains that they've created with their own internal properties and use that as a main conveyance to bring products to their FCs in the future. Next on our list is sustainable custom grocery packaging. According to the Triangle Business Journal, grocery e-commerce sales grew 300% from 2019 to 2020, which was obviously largely powered by the pandemic. Since then, customers have become more comfortable using delivery services, ordering perishables online, and other consumable provisions. With that increase in demand that we experienced in 2020 and then carried into 2021, that increased demand for online grocery, and alongside with Amazon's commitment to the Climate Pledge, They recently developed a new, more sustainable form of insulated food packaging made from recycled paper, but one that is also easily recyclable. So in a blog post by Stephanie Landry, VP of Grocery at Amazon, she noted that Amazon is sourcing the new packaging regionally here in the United States. This is obviously a big step into making packaging more sustainable, where it doesn't have to travel across the globe to get to where its point of use is initiated. And so the company can deliver these packs of Amazon Fresh and Whole Food Market foods to locations with fewer miles traveled across the supply chain. As grocery delivery continues to grow and scale, which we definitely anticipate in 2022, we look for Amazon to continue to find additional creative ways to sustainably innovate within this space, specifically within consumables and grocery, trying to keep pace with their dedication to the climate pledge, but also to competitors in the grocery delivery space. Amazon is reportedly expanding grocery delivery options. So another grocery update, which is kind of hot topic for us here in 2022, is we continue to order more of our consumables and groceries online. According to published reports last month, Amazon spent considerable time in 2021 trialing a product known internally as Amazon Fresh Marketplace. The service allows UK, it was trialed in the United Kingdom, but allows UK Prime subscribers to order groceries from two major supermarket brands with same-day delivery using Amazon's own Flex drivers as the last-mile delivery agent. Reports suggest that Amazon has plans to bring the service to the United States and a larger portion of Europe sometime in 2022. And it's clearly a play to expand Amazon's grocery operations, which is consistent with our previous updates on the grocery space. But in expanding those operations outside of their own core offerings of Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh, and enhance their service capabilities to compete with the likes of grocery delivery companies such as Instacart. As the shift in consumer grocery shopping behavior continues to swing away from brick and mortar and towards the increasing adoption of grocery delivery services, we expect to see Amazon to continue to test and experiment similar programs, if not this one specifically, and really look to expand in the service delivery area. So those were the five updates we had in our general category for this episode. And now I'm going to move into the catalog updates for December and November of 2021. In November, Amazon announced, or actually I should say this one was December. So in December, Amazon announced new advanced shipment notification trainings to be available in Vendor Central. So we've discussed in this space a few months back, Amazon's focus on vendor chargeback reduction as being a point of emphasis in catalog. And it was a theme in 2021 with a couple of the announcements and trainings and webinars that they made available to vendor community. This is a continuation of that process, and it really ties Amazon's onus in trying to get reduction of chargeback and making a smoother transition for customers and a smoother process for customers to ship their products to Amazon and get those products into Amazon's fulfillment center without fines, without hiccups, without delay. So these trainings focus on the new shipments experience that Amazon has laid out in Amazon Vendor Central, and are really a must-watch for all operational teams that interact with Vendor Central on a routine basis. We highly encourage all of our clients to review these materials and ensure their fulfillment and shipping processes stay within Amazon's regulations, and trying to, with the ultimate goal, to keep chargebacks and fines to a minimum. Another update within the catalog space, North American vendor shipment guidelines have been broken into a transportation manual and a prep manual. So one noticeable update to share in the operations realm this month is Amazon has updated their North American vendor shipment guidelines documentation into two separate guidebooks, separating their vendor instructions into transportation and to prep and receive categories. This move splits up the traditional shipment and product prep manual, which used to be one big thick manual, into two main buckets, highlighting the importance and focus that brands need to take in properly packaging and prepping their goods for Amazon's fulfillment centers. And at the same time, having a manual completely dedicated to these practices should allow brands to be able to more easily understand the regulations that Amazon has in place to ensure a smooth and accurate receipt in an Amazon fulfillment center. We encourage all brands who currently operate as a vendor partner with Amazon to review the updated manuals and ensure they are not being exposed to unnecessary fines and chargebacks, and really to take those same steps in reviewing with your operations teams that you would with a new advanced shipment notification training, and really review the updates that are made to these manuals on a monthly basis. They're highlighted in Vendor Central. They put the updates right at the beginning of these manuals so you can see any changes that Amazon makes. So we highly recommend that people keep an eye on that. And Amazon splitting those two shipment guidelines into two buckets really allows teams to focus on the transportation piece and then the prep and pack piece, which are two separate processes, and bringing those apart should hopefully lend a lot of clarity to that process, which can sometimes be confusing and muddied. Moving on into the advertising space, I have three updates for this episode. Starting off, responsive e-commerce creatives now support customer reviews. The responsive e-commerce creative, also known as the REC template, now allows advertisers to add customer reviews to their ad copy. Advertisers can highlight customer reviews in the creative by providing both the customer review content and a link to the respective featured review. This feature is available in a variety of creative configurations of sizes and types and gives customers additional key data points to consider right at the point of ad placement. Ad creatives with customer reviews typically receive higher ad engagement and product detail page visitations, according to beta test results, which when paired with polished retail-ready detail pages should naturally lead to higher conversion rates. REC template now supports the full suite of custom design elements, including logo, background image, product name, and customer reviews. Comparing these media types to fixed size dynamic e-commerce ads, REC brings advertisers greater efficiency and is just yet another tool to add to advertisers' toolbox. Sponsored display audiences expands custom lookback windows. So last month, Amazon Advertising added expanded capabilities within their native console to allow for greater lookback when building new ad types. So adding customizable lookback windows for both views and purchases remarketing in sponsored display advertising, which is now past the original limit of 30 days. Advertisers have the opportunity to look back at increments of now 60 and 90 days for views remarketing, and 60, 90, 180, and 365-day time periods for purchases remarketing. So really trying to target those audiences that have either looked at your products or looked at and purchased your products, and using those audiences to build ad creatives. This expansion and enhanced access to Amazon shopper data just is another area and opportunity to allow marketers to more greatly target and fine-tune the campaigns that they're building to the relevant audiences on the Amazon platform. And lastly, creating custom audiences using WFM physical store purchases, so Whole Food Market store purchases. So in November, another grocery update seems to be a theme. November, Amazon Advertising launched its first physical store signal to be available in Amazon DSP by opening up access to Whole Foods Market physical store purchases as a custom audience builder within Amazon DSP. This new feature allows advertisers to build audiences with a custom look-back window of up to 365 days. Advertisers can create Whole Foods Market audiences with this data and use them in any Amazon DSP campaign. By allowing physical shopper data to be used to build custom audiences, Amazon is expanding and diversifying the capabilities advertisers have in fine-tuning their target audiences for relevant display advertising campaigns. So just a really neat feature here that I think is noteworthy in that Amazon is using brick and mortar data and allowing advertisers to use that brick and mortar data to influence and build campaign audiences for their DSP campaign. So just a really interesting holistic approach to getting data both from the e-commerce and the brick and mortar channels on that note. So thanks for sticking with me. That was 10 updates from the last couple months. I appreciate everyone sticking through the end. If you like this space, come back next month. We'll have more updates for the month of January 2022. And with that, thanks for listening, and I hope everyone has a great day.